Mark Hopkins here, the Mark and Daryl Show, heard live every week, 8 to midnight, Sunday nights on rantradio.com. At any rate, this is my first attempt to be a daily podcaster here in openpodcast.com's podcast for 11:15, and I'm finally on my way to work. You'll find my podcast come in at different times every day because my in time to the office kind of fluctuates depending on the events of the day. I've got a pretty flexible schedule that way. Anyway, several things in my mind this morning. First of all, like I mentioned, I broadcast all my shows, nearly all my shows, from sunny Pompano Beach, Florida. And for the last, I would say, about a week now, sunny Pompano Beach, Florida, and the rest of South Florida, for that matter, have entered the cycle of windiness that happens every fall. I would assume it happens every fall. I've only been down here a couple of years, but this happened exactly the same thing last year, especially for us people that live on the beach. The wind is virtually unbearable. There was actually a sandstorm off with the beach sands yesterday, driving down A1A. That's the road that the closest consistent road that goes down the beach all up and down the coastline. Well, here on the east side. Well, I gotta say, it's annoying. Every day is a bad hair day, and it's hard to hang out outside. You definitely can't talk on the phone outside. But, hey, what are you gonna do? It's Florida. Trade off a couple bad days of wind for, you know, the rest of the year being sunny and 70 degrees. Now, I woke up, the big thing on the news this morning is Colin Powell has resigned. Why? This puzzles me. I really wonder about this. Colin Powell was probably the bastion of reason in the cabinet. I kind of was fond of him, you know, he's the closest thing to a pop icon as far as military characters go. I mean, I guess besides Storm and Norman or whatever, but as far as reasonable pop icons, someone you can really get behind as a political figure, Colin Powell really had it going on most of his career. And, I mean, unless he's prepping himself for some sort of political run, which he ever really seems eager to do, then I don't understand why he's quitting. But be it as it may, that's the news of the day. I'm reading this book called Fantastic Voyage by Ray Kurzweil, and he's writing it also with the assistance of a man named Terry Grossman, M.D. The tagline for the book is "Immortality is within our grasp." In a world of desperate... No, I'm sorry, that was Mr. Radio voice taking over there. In Fantastic Voyage, a high-tech visionary, Ray Kurzweil teams up with life extension expert Terry Grossman, M.D., to consider the awesome benefits of human health and longevity promised by the leading edge of medical science. And what you can do today to take full advantage of these startling advances. It's basically talking about nanotech and how the body is starting to be treated less like a chemical soup that needs to have chemicals added or taken away from it, and more like a machine that needs parts to be repaired and, you know, mechanical hearts, that sort of thing. So that's the gimmick. That's what's on my mind this morning. I've got about 3 more minutes left of my drive, but I don't have much more to say. So I'll leave you with that. And look at risen.com today for the Mark and Daryl Show. I hope to have that edited before the end of the day, and you can listen to the hilarity that was last night's show. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Deuce.